This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Game time decisions.
Oh boy. Still recovering from Vegas. Just got a message from my man, Jimmy the Bag. Jimmy the Bag goes hard, man. Jimmy the Bag parties like a guy named Jimmy the Bag would. Hey, Morenci, what's good? I'm going to be up in Toronto this weekend throwing it down with a bunch of cappers. If you're going to be around, it would be so dope to hang with you, man. It's going to be a bunch of us watching NCAA basketball. And Cam, you know the location very well.
I do. When I saw it, I almost lost my mind. He's going to my old stomping ground. I used to run the old horse book there, buddy. A lot of fun in the back room.
He's a good guy, but
yeah, it's tough. That's dangerous. We just got back. You know that night's gonna end. It's gonna start early. There's gonna get lots of. You're gonna get into the slush and the margaritas, and then a little bit of pony action too. Some NCAA. Sounds expensive.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, it's Saturday night.
Yeah, it's a nice night.
You
got Sunday to chill out.
Out a bit, enjoy the tournament.
Yeah, do nothing on Friday, and then Saturday, bring your wallet and party time.
Go hang with Jimmy the Bag. Watch some NCAA basketball. All right. We got a tweet here from Sonny Vega tuning in right now. You're a great guy, Sonny. Sonny goes, don't forget about me and you going up to the window trying to cash a ticket and yelling at the poor guy at the window, blaming him and the sports book. All the while, the game wasn't done yet.
That's amazing. The game wasn't over. I blame you.
I don't know
Your
if you noticed.
Attitude.
I don't know if you noticed, but the tickets at Circus, the writing was very small.
Another thing.
And it wasn't typed in bold
black.
Yeah,
great point.
It was hard to
great
read.
Great point. I played the horses, right? I was at the side, and I noticed, too, the ink on the printer was very thin, and the barcode was very weak. So if you keep those in your wallet and they get a little bit greasy in that back pocket, that's the thing, man. I've been noticing the tickets. You need a better printer.
I did not lose a ticket all weekend.
Nor did I, thank God.
Well, I lost betting tickets, but I didn't lose.
Did not have a winning ticket that you threw on the ground.
Yeah, there was no panic. Yeah. Oh, my God. But actually, what I did do at the end, I actually did crumble up the Michigan
tickets.
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
I threw them on the table.
Oh, yeah, people, you got to hear this one. So Morenci's way, he's dancing around, celebrating. Yeah, he's running out of the book. And I go, you came up to me like, oh, God.
Yeah,
I saw that look. You go, where are my tickets? I go, are you kidding me?
Stucci.
Yeah,
Stucci right here.
Stucci had them. But the thing was,
they were all crumbled.
That's the thing. They didn't look like fresh tickets. They were folded like 8 ways, like origami. And I'm sitting there going, "What the hell's this guy doing?" I go, "Please put those in your coat." That was a life changing win for Michigan because I know that flight back with you. Like you were even in a good mood in the airport. We talked to that other guy. Remember, we met those guys from Michigan and knew us who watched the show, the baseball coach and the other guy. So we were meeting a lot of.
We have
people.
Fans
you're
from all over the place.
Oh, we had a lot of fun.
Crazy guys. Yeah, he's a little league coach in Ann Arbor. He's like big fan.
Oh, he's amazing. Yeah, great guys. We met in the airport too.
A lot of Michigan fans at the airport.
Michigan fans travel, man. No, they're like honestly.
We were about, all over high fiving and yelling
other
Michigan in the airport.
People, if you go to Vegas, other than Rock Chalk Jayhawk and like a bunch of old fat white guys who just sit there and smoke cigars,
Michigan fans.
I would probably put second or third on the list. Like for
they like to get out of Detroit.
Yeah, for team affiliation, what do you think? was the, I think the most tourists were Kansas, followed by Arizona, followed by Michigan.
Yeah, there was a lot of zone again.
Oh, yeah, they were so beat down. They were so confident early in the tournament, and Buffalo just slapped them around. Nice trip. Hey, you got to hand it to Buffalo. Good work. They did a good job. That team?
Buffalo was in that game with Kentucky. Then
I know they were.
They fell apart.
I wanted Buffalo to cover it.
We should have known.
Yeah, we should have.
It was best, too. Stucci looks over. He goes, I can't believe Buffalo are falling apart like this.
I said, what?
I said, that's what teams from Buffalo do, Stucci. I said, that's, doesn't matter what league or sport, that's what they do. All right. So my Twitter is blowing up here right now. I tweeted something out earlier. Pierre LeBrun, who me and Cam actually know, Pierre was actually always nice to me.
He actually is.
A lot of those hockey media guys are kind of dicks, but
he's actually a
He was always all right with me.
Nobody respected.
He's not my best friend.
No, but you know what he respected? The one thing he respected, what the other guys didn't respect, was the fact that we actually liked other sports other than it. Like, we followed other things. Those hockey guys are, oh, you got to be.
But let's be real.
They get mad about that.
We worked on the same network he did, so it's not like he did us a massive favor coming on as part of the.
Good point.
He was on
point.
A payroll.
No, you bring up.
He was on a payroll.
They didn't really want it or anything. We're kind of there. Yeah. Good point.
It's like thanking Corey Parson for coming on. We got to get Corey on this show.
Yeah, oh, Corey's great. We do the golf show together. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's the best. You, Corey, and Coach Esser. We got to get Coach on, too.
Oh, Coach is smart.
I'm a fan. I'm a fan of Corey and Coach.
He breaks down numbers. That guy's sharp.
All right. So, yeah, my Twitter is blowing up right now because I tweeted up Pierre LeBrun is a well-respected hockey reporter, and he reports that the NHL general managers and owners want to expand the playoff format. They want more teams in the playoffs.
I was hoping for less.
Because they're going to be bringing in expansion teams, like Seattle's coming in probably.
Quebec City, hopefully.
I don't know if they'll ever do Quebec. Maybe. Seems like Batman hates Canada, but that's another story. Dude, their season is already ridiculously long and stupid. You already give points to everybody as it is. You can't do anything more to try to get teams in the playoff, guys. You give them points for losing. This is already like a rec kid soccer league as it is.
The way I look at it is, too, is I don't think the union wants to do anything with it. It's one of the hardest trophies to win. You see the way guys are, and from round to round to round, they can barely move. They're walking on almost broken legs. It's a hard trophy to win. And you're telling me you got to go through extra games and extra stuff? That's just stupid.
Growing up in Montreal, it was an annual rite, the Stanley Cup Parade. And I used to go to the parade, and you see pictures of the parade, and you'll see Guy Lafleur, and it'll see in the photo, Guy Lafleur celebrates Canadian Stanley Cup victory. Photo, May 18th. You know, the parade was May 18th. Yeah. Photo, May 21st. Now, man, they're playing hockey in mid-June.
Yeah,
dude.
It's almost July. When I did my
it's
stuff,
it's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
People are out at barbecues and going to ZZ Top rock concerts and outdoor biker festivals and stuff like that, and they want you to be sitting at home. Well, and the thing is with the Stanley Cup Plus, by the time it gets to the finals, it's not like the Super Bowl. People are worn out. It's like, man, it's the Kings and the Devils. Who cares? Yeah, unless you're a better, it's just like, another thing.
It's getting there is the toughest part.
Like,
you're right.
NBA in the summer, it works because it's basketball. It's summertime, right? Like NBA, it just sort of works. Hockey, and it doesn't even work in the arenas, Cam.
You bring up
the ice is all slushy, steamy, it's hot.
Remember, I went to LA and San Jose when I did my stuff. I was rolling in things like in a shortened t-shirt. It's like, are you kidding me? The arena, it's like, yeah, you said it. It's actually stupid. Like when you really think about how late they go into the season, it's dumb. You know what? And another thing is, I don't want more teams in there. I just think it's dumb. It's a waste of time. And you said it, we're going to be playing on till the summer. Ridiculous. I think too many teams get in the playoffs.
Even
to
if they
with.
Start
no,
it
it's all
earlier.
About the money. The owners want everybody. Hey, we need some play. Off revenue. Yeah. Hey, Arizona, Florida, like figure it out. Like just get better. You're not getting any better. It's a joke.
Their level of greed is just it knows no bounds. But eventually, listen, the product is already watered down as it is. The product is already watered down. NHL hockey is good. It'd be better if you shorten a regular season. Similar situation with the NBA. Look, baseball's looking into shortening their season.
And baseball is the one that can get away with doing anything they want without the clock.
Well, and baseball are greedy, too. Baseball want to add a wild card to get into the wild card now.
I like it the way it is.
So that's their deal where they're like, all right, look, we'll go to 154 games instead of 162, and then we'll throw in another little playoff series here. And we all get the revenue out of this.
No, that's what.
And the players union will go for this. It's the one thing with me with baseball is, I don't know, baseball just seems natural. It's 6 months, you know what I mean? Starts April, it ends in September.
Exactly.
You know, but their deal is same thing, Cam. If you notice, You know, Reggie Jackson was Mr. October, not Mr. November.
Well, we're going to be into Thanksgiving.
You've got World Series games going on like November 1st and 2nd and stuff. It's cold. It's just too late.
Everybody wants to make things longer. Everybody wants to make more money. That's just the way it is. It's getting stupider and stupider.
I know. It's unbelievable how they just.
And I used to like baseball. I think the one, like the wild card, the way it is, like there's guys, there's purists there back in the day. They just liked it, the division winner. Like none of this extra stuff. Like, you know what I mean?
That's
what separates the other sports.
The Expos would have had a hell of a lot more success.
I know.
We would have been the playoffs.
Exactly. Back then, it was impossible.
Man,
we constantly
lost by one game to the Phillies and the Pirates when I was a kid.
And the year you got the best team, you go on strike.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that team was unstoppable.
Every league is just, I get it. Especially now, we're going to get another 2020. It's a new era, the future. Yeah. It's like Futurama, right? So they're trying to tweak and stay hip and stay ahead of the other leagues. Major League Baseball, they're going to shake things up big time in a couple of years. NBA basketball, they're looking to destroy the divisions.
I like that.
NBA basketball is going to go 1-16 in each league.
No problem with that. That's good.
And basically, though, they're going to go top 16, make the playoffs. Doesn't matter whether you're in the East or the West.
I like it. Yeah. That's good. Don't you think?
I don't have a problem with that. No, that's either. The way it'll make it.
Hockey should be doing the same
thing. You know why
thing.
They want to do
what's
it?
What's with divisions? Divisions are stupid.
Because they're saying that, they want different matchups. And that's the whole thing, too. And I almost agree in that. And that's the problem to me with hockey, actually.
We got
to
realign places.
Yeah, dude, it's a problem. Like,
it's a big
problem. I'm all about tradition, but, dude, it's a little boring every damn year. And the Canadians play the Bruins.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, we know, man. Yeah, it's a big rivalry. It's like a forced rivalry. That's the thing with the NBA. They're like Silver said. He goes, I don't know, wouldn't it be cool to see the Raptors and the Blazers in the first round of the playoffs?
I think it'd be amazing.
That was what they were saying. Sort of fresh, hey, man, you get the Cleveland Cavaliers versus the Houston Rockets in the semifinals.
But yes.
As opposed to narrowing it down to, all right,
cooler you're
gonna
get things
the Warriors
can happen.
Versus...
You see new teams. It's a win-win situation. Yeah. And hockey. Like,
see, their only deal is they're worried about, and it is a problem. They're like, all right, it's going to add a lot of travel. If Toronto's playing Portland in the first round, you're going back and forth.
Hey, it happens when you're going that.
But you bite the bullet for the travel to get it more entertaining, because it would be sick, actually, suddenly. You get these crazy playoff matchups. Man, the Milwaukee Bucks are playing the Lakers in the first round. You get fresh matchups. So I don't have a problem with shaking things up. We can't hang on to tradition so much all the time. And, if it can be done better, I don't have a problem with it. But adding more playoffs in the NHL to a league that basically you already get a damn point for losing in is a bridge too far.
I'm with you.
It's a bridge too far.
I can't believe that.
I can't
believe that people have actually accepted the
shooter. May as well change the name to the CFL.
That's right. Everybody's in.
The CFL, basically, there was eight teams and six teams got in.
They needed it in that league, though.
It's like our fantasy football teams. People pitch, oh, man, you got to get more than 40 teams in the playoffs. Paulie K says, you get a spot, and let everybody in. Why not? He's being sarcastic. Larry and Wawa.
Larry.
Says, making a playoff should actually mean something. It's got to be earned.
I agree,
Larry.
It's
like E.F. Hutton. Good. Earn your money.
Good call, Larry.
Darsh in Vancouver says, these bums just want, GMs just want to save their jobs. It's true, with a playoff appearance.
Yeah.
He goes, man, I'm so glad I stopped following this garbage joke league. Alex B. Smith, a great guy. We got to get Alex back on the program. He drops an F-bomb. F no. We're getting a lot of absolutely freaking not gifts coming back. Coach Ryan says a hard no. Ian Smith says, what a bunch of dirty, greasy, greedy pigs.
I like greedy pigs.
Pie Man says it's BS. And, people are less than excited about more playoff hockey.
No.
Oh, yeah, Derek says, who the hell wants this? Nobody. Ken Fang from Awful Announcing checks in, and Fang Bite says the season's going to last well into July.
And the way it goes now, I remember back, and that's what I was telling you, Gabe.
You got a Leaf hater here.
I covered it.
Says that they're just trying to do this so the Leafs are guaranteed a playoff spot every year. Settle down. The Leafs are red hot, right?
Yeah, they're getting in. Don't worry about it.
Corey says he misses the old playoff format.
I miss the old league, personally. I miss the old Adams. That's when hockey was hockey. When you were actually there covering it, we were watching. It was way better, man. I liked the game back then. It was a cooler game. Now it's just kind of, I don't know, man. It's flakier than it used to be. I know the players are faster, but there's no personalities anymore. No personalities. Like they're, oh, Sidney Crosby and Ovechkin. Like, think about them compared to other leagues and other personalities. Hockey needs a lot of work, man.
No, like, it's very generic. It's a good product.
No, they work their asses off. I'm just saying, though, for it to sell, for you to take it to the next level, you need more guys that are relatable.
It's already too long to me.
The season's long, and it's a violent, violent sport. You see guys' teams now, they're all beat down before you even get to the playoffs.
I do give them credit, though. NHL teams, they try every night.
When you work, that's the problem. That's the thing. They try every night.
Like, even teams now that are out of the playoff hunt and stuff, they don't roll over.
Dallas took, like, they basically did everything. Like, they were doing anything what it took to win that game because they know they couldn't have screwed that points. You know, other teams in certain sports would have rolled over.
Hockey players have a lot of pride.
You're damn right.
You can't deny that. We can say a lot of things about the NHL.
The season is too long. It is.
Just shorten a little bit. Yeah. It'll be better.
I agree.
It'll be better.
100%, because right now a lot of teams are calling up guys. Guys are getting pummeled. They're playing
every night.
You know,
the problem is, it's like,
get to the playoffs.
It's like tariffs. They got to pass the buck on to the fan, though, somehow, right? So, because the players want a shorter season. Everybody wants a shorter season, but who's going to pay for that?
That's the thing. Where's the monies, Gabe? It's all about
the money. So they're
going
to say to the players, all right, listen, you guys all make, 13% less now because we're playing 8% less games.
And that'll be a big
The owners aren't going to make 13% less.
Right, hey, man, where's our concession?
So basically now you have to basically tell the fans, listen, you guys wanted this. You wanted a better product. We have to raise the price a little bit now. They don't have to, but they're just greedy.
That's not going
to
go over well.
I know, but that's where we're at with this, right? So that's why they come up with these new things, because they know they can't really jack the prices up extremely. So it's like, all right, if we're going to shave stuff off, we'll just add playoffs, and then we'll just charge the fans more money.
Yep. Everybody get screwed in the end, buddy. Fan always gets screwed.
So looking at the NHL card.
I got a lot of stuff for you tonight.
Really?
Gabe.
Only one game jumped off the page at me.
Now, who's that?
The Florida Panthers.
What are they, -150 against Canadians?
They were -145 earlier in the morning. It's up to -160 right now.
Yeah, Niemi and Net for Montreal. Carey Price has shut it down.
Speaking of teams that are sort of tapped out.
But Montreal, partly.
They haven't quit.
No,
but
they haven't totally quit, but I like Florida, too. I don't want to lay that juice, though.
All right, we'll take a look at tonight's card and board. Sweet 16 resumes. March Madness on.
Fantasy Baseball Hour with Al Melchior.
Michael Conforto, I wouldn't get ahead of myself and expect Conforto to be back far ahead of May 1st. I'd be thrilled to wait a little over a month to get Michael Conforto back once the season's underway. Conforto has just been falling and falling and falling in drafts. Best case scenario, he comes back in the latter part of April and he's as good as he was last year. That's incredible value.
Listen live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network and on popular podcast providers.
The RotoExperts.com exclusive Edge Fantasy Baseball Package for 2018 is here and better than ever. Packed with a deluxe suite of articles from our award-winning analysts, this year's edition also features a brand new Slack channel, an improved cheat sheet generator, and our most accurate projections ever. We take you from draft day to championship week. Enter promo code FNTSY at checkout for a discount on your RotoExperts.com exclusive Edge Fantasy Baseball Package.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Kirk Cousins had a 3-year deal with the Minnesota Vikings for $28.6 million a year. All guaranteed. He has changed the game. Now, if you're Aaron Rodgers, if you're any quarterback signing an extension with the team, you accept nothing less than 100% guaranteed.
Well, it's got to be a short deal like him.
Sure.
You know, if they give him a 7-year deal like they
Fine.
Do.
Fine. Then guarantee me 5 years.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Hey, I'm Jeff. Look, I'm just a skeleton. I don't have an ACL anymore, but I'd still like to know what it means when one of my fantasy players sprains his. That's why I use the Inside Injuries app. It was created by real doctors. So you're getting information directly from people who have seen, touched, and operated on actual ACLs. Take it from me, a skeleton. If you aren't using it, you might as well just be guessing. Download the free app today and unlock the secrets of injury analysis.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Well, you can't get two home playoff games in the next 4 years with Tyrod Taylor.
No, they skated in with Tyrod last year on their tee. Tyrod Taylor's a holdover. A
lot of hate for Tyrod Taylor.
In fantasy purposes, I've argued he's one of the most consistent and valuable quarterbacks in fantasy if you miss on the top tier, because he's going to get you 15, 18 points every damn week because of his rushing ability. He's a Trent Dilfer, not in the same style at all. You need a team who can win the Super Bowl with him. He's never going to be somebody that's going to help you win.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern. Only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
Jordan Poole saves the day. Go Blue. Go Blue. The victor.
I'm just happy because I know that changed the, like, people don't understand because you're an all or nothing type of person. You're like, Cam, I'm all in. Like chips there. Either Michigan's going to win this game and I'm going to go home happy, or I'm going to be so pissed off. Hey, it's the end of the trip. Anyway, you went all in. You went all in. You went for it. It's kind of like me at the blackjack table. I like to roll.
It was miracle a kid from Houston missed those two free throws.
Now, that's the thing. Like, imagine that. Like, it's unbelievable. Both. Not one. Not twice. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
There's a video on Twitter. I'll retweet it now for people tuning in. I got to find it, though.
Houston's a pretty damn good team, though. That team, that
brought it.
Like, yeah, you want to talk about a team that's going to be better in the future too, with good coaching, and they're going to get good recruits. I think the Houston Cougars are definitely trending upwards.
Yeah, no, that team brought it. All right,
there you are.
Here it is.
Yeah.
All right, I retweeted it out here.
It's got what, four? It's got almost 4,200. See, it's getting there. It's climbing.
That was a wild. It was a wild scene in the book. So I just retweeted it out right now. Let me. I'll include it on the fantasy links here.
Nice. So you guys, put it on those links.
Fantasy Radio can retweet this out and stuff.
What are you looking at the NBA tonight? I was actually thinking. I think the Milwaukee Bucks and the Cleveland game is going to be very interesting.
Well, I don't know if Cincata's lurking right now. Word on the street is Cincata hit an 18 parlay.
What, in what, college basketball or in the NBA?
In the March Madness.
Oh, God, this I got to hand it to Tony. He's winning $1,000 with his picks. He's hitting 18 parlays. This guy's a real shooter. No, honestly, though, like Cincata's getting, wow, that's amazing. What did it pay? Do you know how much it paid?
No.
Oh, so yeah. Well, don't worry. He'll be lurking and probably
next time we see Cincata, he's buying the drink.
I hope so. I'm hoping dinner.
And the steam or the popcorn shrimp.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Steam shrimp, popcorn shrimp, Tony, wings, whatever. Porterhouse steaks, the way things are going. Hit a 12-gamer.
All right. So looking at the board tonight. Yeah. So we're talking about that Cleveland game. I don't know, man. Like, who the hell's playing for Cleveland tonight? That's the question. It seems like everybody's questionable or everybody's out.
Yeah. GSW's got a million guys out too, right?
Yeah. And you know what? Over the years, Cam, the last couple of years, if you noticed, the Golden State Warriors have really beat up on the San Antonio Spurs. Like, they've kicked the crap out of them.
Yes, they have.
Like, they've beaten them like 128 to 84.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, and it seems like so many times, man, the Spurs have played in one of these primetime games against Golden State, and they don't have anybody. And they just get pummeled, and it's a tough bet because, like, man, you really want to lay 14 against the Spurs? I don't know. I'm almost getting a feeling like payback's coming tonight, man. And the Spurs are just going to murder these guys.
What's the line?
It's 7. The Spurs are minus seven tonight.
Yeah. When was the last time the Spurs have been minus seven against the Golden State Warriors?
They don't even have Kawhi Leonard.
It's up
to 7.5.
I'm with you, though.
Because the book is worried. They know.
They know that San Antonio might take out their frustrations on these guys. It's a big line for a reason. Hey, remember the last game?
Dude, everybody's out. Clay is out. Durant is out. Steph Curry is out. Bench is out. They got Draymond Green and Nick Young. It's essentially Draymond Green and Nick Young.
It was the same situation where the Portland Trailblazers were playing Cleveland, and the line was really high. And I was like, oh, my God, you got to lay 5.5, 6 with Portland. They ended up winning by like 7 or 8. They covered the number just a while ago. So you know what? I'm with you. I actually believe
the San Antonio Spurs
will get it done, and I think they'll win by more than 7.
I like a money line parlay. The Philadelphia 76ers are playing at home. They'll beat the Charlotte Hornets. And Hornets suck. And the Warriors are going to lose to the Spurs tonight. It pays minus 161. It's going up right now. That's a Philadelphia-San Antonio moneyline parlay if you don't want to lay the 7, 7.5. The game to catch my eye tonight, and I see right now, was 2.5. The Cleveland Cavaliers are now -3-point favorites. And same with them, Cam. They're beaten down, man. Everybody's out for them.
I'm going to take a shot with the Bucks tonight. I think that's a good play.
I don't see why the Bucks can't beat them.
That's the thing. I'm going to go Bucks, take the 3 and the money line, and another game that I really, really
like.
Is it Sister Agnes?
It's Sister Jean.
Oh, Jean. I thought, why were we calling her? Why was it called her Agnes?
I didn't know her name. I just believed you.
I said Agnes. She looked like an Agnes from like The Simpsons or something. Like, Skinner's mom. Like she's just sitting there.
She's the best.
Yeah, I like Sister Agnes. I like the Miami Heat tonight too. Feel the heat.
And the Heat were good to me in Vegas as well. Actually, they had a big shot led at the buzzer. There's a lot of big shots at the buzzer for us in Vegas. Mm-hmm. Actually,
you said it, man. I think the Heat are a small favorite tonight, and the Bucks are a small pooch. Those are going to be on
Denver Nuggets
tickets.
The Denver Nuggets are not. They're not a very good road team.
No, they don't travel well. I think I'm going to.
They're
take a
pretty
shot with
banged
Miami.
Up as well. Gary Harris is out for the Denver Nuggets. He's one of their key contributors. Obviously, Tyronn Lue not coaching. Due to health reasons, and he wasn't hanging with us.
He wasn't coaching anyway. LeBron's doing all the coaching. I'm not seeing the last game, just shouting at him down the thing. Like he doesn't.
They should
really
just make LeBron
exactly.
Head coach.
It's a player coach,
yeah,
LeBron
coach.
James, Reg Dunlop, and Slapshot. Yeah, it's LeBron. He runs the show. I remember the last time too. Tyronn Lue was doing something. LeBron stood up on the bench. He's basically saying, "What the hell do you think you're doing? You're going to listen to me?" He's coaching anyway, so let's just make it official.
I like the Milwaukee Bucks tonight plus the 3.
No, so do I, buddy. So
I can't trust the Cavs laying 3 in this spot.
Those are my two games.
Game that catches my eye here too is the New York Knicks and the Bulls game. The Bulls have been an up and down team. They're on one of their little hot streaks against the spread right now. Cam, they're 6-2 in their last 8 games.
They're weird
against the spread, and the New York Knicks are coming off a win. And I guess the Knicks, they never cover off of a win. I can get the exact number. It's like 2-10. We should check into the coffee club though.
Time for a coffee.
I could use one. Yeah. I don't drink coffee, but I need.
You don't drink coffee, but you like chocolate milk.
I need a
picker
upper.
That seems to be your draw. I love coffee.
I remember it was funny. There was these guys from Minneapolis. They were good guys, actually. They're hanging out all weekend in the sports book. And yesterday I saw he was drinking like vodka and like it looked like Red Bull or something. And somebody said, "Hey, yo, is that a vodka? Are they doing Revodka Red Bulls with the drink tickets?" He's like, no, they won't give you a Red Bull, but he goes, they give you some mystery energy drink.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Red Rain.
I don't know, like the Circus.
I think it's the generic one, Red Rain. They sell it like Costco stores. I remember my buddy when he was doing that. Like,
so you get the Red Rain
and
vodka?
What am I paying for here? Like, I'm buying a drink, and we're at the bar. I go, what the hell's Red Rain? He's like, hey, don't worry about it. It's as good as Red Bull.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Like, what a cheap-ass bar. Well, Red Bull is
The best was
Red Bull's more expensive than the vodka.
Oh, I know it is. The best is? Me and Gabe ordered like the Well vodka. We thought it was going to be Smirnoff or Absolute. It was Senor Dominguez. What was the name of it again? Senor Dominguez, whatever. It was a guy, like a Mexican guy with a mustache on the bottle. I go, wow. Like, that was barely a level over the Rikolov we were gassing in Buffalo.
Yeah, we asked. He's like, any choice of vodka? And I'm like, I don't know. Smirnoff? Because, we threw Grey Goose out there. Grey Goose wasn't happening.
Oh, sorry. I thought somebody was knocking on your door.
Is there a fire bell?
It's going ding, 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 ding. Is there a fire alarm? Uh-oh. I guess it's...
You know what? They actually are shutting down...
See what I'm talking about? What the hell's going on out there? No, it stopped. Okay, we're good. Oh, man, that was scaring me. At least some guy didn't pop his melon through your head this time. Studio's closed.
I think Cam like heard a dinner bell. Ding, ding.
No, you heard it too. It sounded like a triangle. Like, yeah, come on, come and get it. We got mashed potatoes.
Like, what the hell is that going on over there?
It's happening again. See? I don't know. It's some maybe a fire alarm, but we're not going anywhere. We got a show to do.
There is a train station near here too.
Yeah, it's that's true. It just rolls right on the back.
They're shutting the power down at Melrose Place Studios for a couple hours later in the week or next week at some point.
Is it tomorrow or?
I don't know. They got the date wrong the first time. But, it's kind of an important thing to know.
Yeah, like, exactly. Shutting your power. Like, some people need power.
Well, I believe they're shutting the power down at like 10 till noon
I think you showed me the email. It was to 2 or 3. I remember it was like right before the show. It was like right there, right on the number.
They better get that grid turned back on.
Yeah.
All right. Did you know it only takes 1 minute to potentially save somebody's life? 1 minute, that's how long it takes to swab your cheeks and join a donor list with DKMS. There are currently over 900,000 registered donors in the U.S., and we need more. There's an American diagnosed every 3 minutes with blood cancer. There can never be enough donors. For only $45, you can help DKMS register new bone marrow donors. DKMS donors save approximately 19 lives a day. We want to help save one. Please, if you can, go to dkms.org/FNTSY. $45 helps somebody save a life.
You got that right, buddy. I'll tell you, I just got an email.
Talking to you, Sincata.
It's funny you mentioned that. You got telepathy. Sincata just sent me an email with his lineups when you guys are going to do the show. He likes Milwaukee like us. You have an opinion? He likes the Lakers tonight.
The Lakers. Lakers on the road here.
It's tough.
Tough spot. Pacers are a good home team.
I know. That's a tough game.
Everybody underdogs. The games catch my eye. So the games I like in the NBA tonight, the Milwaukee Bucks at +3. Chicago Bulls +5. Miami Heat on the money line, -125 instead of laying the -2. And then we talked about that money line parlay with the San Antonio Spurs to beat the Golden State Warriors.
I like that. They're going to
parlayed with the Philadelphia 76ers to beat the Charlotte Hornets.
Great angle tonight with the Spurs. How many times they've been embarrassed. They would love just to beat these guys into submission tonight. I really, really like that angle.
Because it's always been, they never have their full arsenal. And you remember even 2 years ago, last year, they were actually looking good. Kawhi Leonard, I don't know if you remember, Cam. They were up 21 on them.
Yep.
Kawhi Leonard was dunking on their ass, and it was like, wow.
Then the wheels fell off.
Kawhi Leonard got hurt, and then boom, man, they got smoked on the way out. So, these are the scores, Cam, the last times that they played. Golden State beat them 110-107, 122-105, 112-92, 129-115, 120-108, 136-100, 113-111, 110-98. They've beaten them eight straight times.
Yeah, they've beaten them eight straight times by double digits, eight of the nine times,
or seven of the eight times.
Different story tonight, pal.
Yeah. And the last one was close. I'm telling you, I just know.
They're winning.
San Antonio's thinking, you know what? Finally, man, these guys are injured. We're at home. We're not taking the pedal off the metal.
San Antonio
tonight.
By 14 tonight?
I think they cover.
Maybe, yeah, that's
you know,
seven
we're kind of wishing out going with the money line parlay here.
No, I think they'll cover too. They might win this game by 20 points if they're angry enough. It's a really good spot for them.
All right, our boy Stooch, but not Stoochie.
Oh, Stooch.
Yeah, MVP Sports. Oh. He's in Vegas right now. That's Stoochie. This is Stooch. It's two different guys. I know it's hard to believe, but it's true.
You can't make this stuff up. Yeah. There's a Stooch and a Stoochie?
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. Stooch is tuning in. I think the Spurs pummeled them too, but played it differently. Took the Spurs team total over 105.
Good call, Stooch.
Our boy High Priest, Sheldog, who is kicking it in Vegas.
Sheldog.
Great guy, Sheldog. He says Kevin Love is back tonight.
Yeah, it's not really going to make too much difference, I don't think.
It doesn't scare me.
No, I'm actually, yeah, no. I'm not nervous, nope. No, I don't think the impact's going to be there. What do you think about this? We got the CBI tonight?
We got NIT,
CBI. So we got Jacksonville State taking on Central Arkansas. Jacksonville State is -2.5.
No opinion on that one, dude.
New Orleans.
Now you're just pushing it.
New Orleans and Campbell.
No, I'm not betting Campbell on
Campbell.
Campbell
-7. Okay, you don't want soup? I see this one. I know this one's in your wheelhouse. The Eastern Michigan Eagles and Sam Houston State. Is it in the portfolio?
It didn't make the cut.
Mercer.
Didn't make the cut.
Come on, Mercer. That's Sam Mitchell School. Mercer.
This is what made the cut.
Oh, Utah Valley and San Francisco.
Hey, give me the Dons.
You're going with San Francisco. Yeah, nice.
I've been betting against Utah Valley for the last 2 weeks, and it's working out pretty well.
Give me the Dons. What a great name, the San Francisco Dons.
Who the hell are Utah Valley? And the game's on the road. It's in San Francisco.
Yeah, it's weird.
Okay, give me the Dons. You know what, Cam? Give me Stanford +8 at Oklahoma State. Everybody's going to jump on Okie State in this game.
Stanford.
Stanford or NIT Warriors, dude. You know, Stanford have won like 12 straight postseason games because they keep playing the NIT.
That's right.
They win the NIT like every 2 years this team.
I see something else, Morency, that caught my eye. I see I'm smelling a Washington Husky +10 against, who they're playing? St. Mary's.
I don't want to lay 10 with St. Mary's.
The Gales will let you down.
You want to lay 10 with the Gales?
God, no. No. Washington, we're all over them with Boise State. Keep the train rolling, Husky.
Yeah, my college, I'm looking at Stanford +8 at Oklahoma State and NIT action. Utah Utes.
Two Utes?
Utes laying 4.
4. I like the Utes. And what about USC? I saw
that game is a tough one.
Versus the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers.
Yeah, the Utes are laying 4. It's up to 5 now against LSU. I don't see LSU traveling well up there to the mountains.
But the Utah? No, I like Utah in that game. And I'm
leaning with the over in the Western Kentucky.
You know what? That game could be a track meet with Western Kentucky and USC.
That's the one that I like over the number.
Cool.
I don't really fully trust. The USC Trojans.
Nah, I don't trust them either. They're good. They're okay, but yeah, I prefer to go leading the total in that game as well.
Is it just me, Cam, or is there a little bit
I'm going nuts. Like I thought you had a hand puppet beside you. I'm like, it's Morency Jr. Hey, Cam, what do you think about you two Utes?
I thought like Cincata.
I know, that was like, Tony too.
Sounded like someone was jumping into conversation,
Steve
but he
Shrimp.
Had my voice.
Yeah, no, it was, you know,
I said Utah. Basically, I said I like the Utah Utes,
goes,
and then about 10 seconds later, it replayed in my head, in our head.
Utah Utes, Utah Utes.
I like the Utah Utes. I like the Utah Utes.
That's your doppelganger.
I've given up trying or what.
I have no, that's the thing. Like, we can't, there's no rational reason to this stuff. I don't know what's going on. I like your play, though. I like where you're going. I got a lot of hockey picks for you. You're dipping your toe in the CBI NIT waters, and we got a couple NBA games on the board as well.
So, NHL hockey tonight, the Columbus Blue Jackets heating up right now, Kim.
I got to tell you something.
They're a hot team. They seem to get hot. They're a streaky team, too. They're hot, and then they're really cold. They get hot. They're all over the place, they're in a heater now.
You're an animal lover. You know, we were there at the hotel. People bring their friggin' dogs, cats, their kids. I'll tell you, man.
A lot of pit bulls at the casino.
Yeah, seriously.
People seem to have a lot of pet
circus?
Pit bulls.
I've never seen so many damn pets at a casino, but I love
pets and kids.
I love Columbus as a dog tonight. +140, buddy. Give me the Jackets.
You might not see any palm trees or cacti out your window, but spring training is here, so it's time to draft. And here on the Fantasy Baseball Hour with Al Melker, we have everything you need to assemble your best team. We'll be breaking down all the off-season player movement and zeroing in on the trends that'll keep you ahead of your league mates on draft day and beyond. So tune in to the Fantasy Baseball Hour with Al Melker from Monday to Friday, right here on Fantasy Sports Radio, between 3 and 4 p.m. Eastern, or between noon and 1 p.m. Pacific Time. And I'll see you out there on the virtual diamond.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 immediately. That's 800-955-3793. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-955-3793 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-955-3793. That's 800-955-3793. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 for your free author submission kit.
Game time decisions.
Let's bring Dave Malinsky in right now, who's preparing for idiots like us to invade his city.
Cabot just said that he could use $40,000. Okay, suppose when he gets on the plane to come here, he has $40,000. How much does he have for the return trip?
22.
Okay, 22. That's kind of fair.
22 and a hard luck story.
Yeah, so, weekdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Skix sneakers are taking over tailgates and alumni homes across America. Skix canvas high top, low top, slip-on, and kids tennis style sneakers designed in officially licensed college colors and logos is a must-have for every college fan's wardrobe. Fun, fashionable, and comfortable, whether you're at the big game or watching the game at home, Skix helps fans perform better. Go to Skix.com and use promo code FNTSY for 15% off your pair now. That's Skix.com. Skix sneakers, the soul of a true fan.
Fantasy Sports News Desk, sponsored by New York Daily News.
Redskins signed your former guy in Seattle, Paul Richardson. I think Richardson's a quality wide receiver, but yeah. Can he play every down? He doesn't have the ability to stay healthy.
Spectacular big play guy. He's kind of built like a beer bottle. Washington looks at him to play a more prominent role here. You know, he's going to play with Alex Smith too, yeah. But I think there's a big difference between Russell Wilson throwing a deep ball and Alex Smith throwing a deep ball.
Weekdays, 6 a.m. Eastern, Saturdays, 9 a.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Twice, probably out of 20 times. Because some of their numbers are.
Red Heat Rage Radio, Game Time Decisions. I'm Gabe Morenci. Sit alongside a Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. Great stuff with Mike Blewett. Earlier in the program, he did better than Trayvon Blewett did. Yeah, I know.
He was right into it.
Mike on more often.
He's great.
This guy brings wealth and knowledge to the table. Unlike the guys like Sincata and the other guys they make his work with. Oh wait, is Tony? Is this Tony? I'm kidding, Tony. I missed you, buddy. How you doing, Tony?
I'm doing well. It's nice to be back,
Tony. We missed you.
We want you to come on one of our trips.
So let me ask you, Tony. You come to Vegas with us. Are you rolling around like in the mud with us in Vegas, or are you going to be babysitting us? Are you going to get crazy with us down there?
I'll probably have to change hourly depending on the situation and how much danger there is. Like, I know there was one time, Cam said earlier, he was making sure your tickets didn't fall out of your pocket. I could see that happening.
Oh, there you go. That's the least of our problems down there. Tickets.
I think we'd be the one babysitting you. Tony, she doesn't like you. She's a hooker.
I'm pretty good at spotting those.
Everybody falls for it.
I thought she liked me.
Yeah, it was constant, though. It's like, this girl sits down, and these guys are like, these girls want a party, man.
They want to rob you.
It was these two Mexican chicks. They were really hot. But I was like, dude, what do you think? You just picked them up in 2 seconds, and they want to go to our room?
They're
going to rob our room, dude. I got credit cards lying around.
There's a bar full of 100 guys, and the two hot-looking women come over and talk to us, and we think nothing's there because our egos are this high. Come on.
It's not because we're good-looking.
Yeah, they want to put something in your drink and then look around your room for loose chips, cards, and other things, currency.
I ain't falling for that.
Don't fall for it, Tony.
I hit an 18 parlay on Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, tell us about it. How much you put on it?
$25, $1,500 and change.
So, Sincata, you're hot, buddy. You're on a hot streak.
I'll tell you what, it was crazy.
So you missed a couple of the big favorites that you didn't take, obviously. You were lucky you didn't put them in.
Yeah, so you know what's crazy? I was listening to you guys and blew it. You know what the key is? The key is just avoiding the landmines, right? It's not betting the right teams. It's avoiding the landmines. And it was crazy. It's a couple of those games came down to the wire. Like, I had Nevada both games in those ones that came big. And I'll never forget it. My eighth team was the Florida State over Missouri that night. And it was Nevada and Florida State on Friday. I only had two teams left. And I was out Friday night, and I told these people, we've got to watch this game. So we're sitting in this beautiful hotel on the beach, and we're sitting inside watching the Florida State game. And they pounded them. And then all of a sudden, I get down to 6, and I'm a little concerned that Leonard Hamilton's going to screw me.
He usually does.
Leonard Hamilton, the best is he gets criticized all the time, never has his teams prepared to play in big games, etc. And I got to tell you, Tony, watching that game last night, it didn't look like any point Florida State were ever going to come back. I had money on Florida State at plus six. And
I had the other way.
I was beating my set. Didn't you feel pretty good about it? Like, yeah. It was like, because FSU couldn't get over that hump of like 7-8. You know, every time they can't hit threes, this team, Xavier just fell apart, dude, man. That's, you know, they just fell apart.
Let me tell you something. This tells you how hypocritical people are. Leonard Hamilton would have been fired today if they lost, and it's not to do with anything to win or lose. He took a kid, and he grabbed a kid by the shirt, and he fired him to the other side of the huddle by the shirt, and if they lost the game, nobody's talking about it. During one of the timeouts, he took a kid and he grabbed him by the shirt and threw him about 4 feet, and nobody's talking about it because they won.
He got the job done.
Yeah, he sure did.
He got
tough love.
Bobby Knight did it for a long time.
Yeah. Hey, Bobby Knight did a lot.
He started losing and it became a problem.
Yeah. Bobby Knight's more like wrestling. Hey, miscellaneous objects, foreign objects. Hey, I love that stuff.
Yeah, the kid,
we need more characters, Gabe, don't you think? We don't have those type of psychos anymore.
No, well, you said the
world. There's a few.
It's a much more litigious world that we live in right now.
Good call, yep.
It's much more litigious. But, man, it was absolutely crazy. March Madness has been crazy. It's a great time. Great time watching March Madness down there. And, now we're getting tweets about the hookers. He's like, they just wanted weed.
Yeah,
really?
Good point. Yeah, they wanted weed.
That
weed
is true.
Yep, that's
you
fair.
You know what? That seems like a good business decision if I could trade them weed for some of their talents. Like, I'm into business, and I like to always make, a
you like bartering.
Decision making. Yeah, we could work together on that one, honey.
Yeah.
I barter all the time, Tony. I go down to the flea market on the weekend and put on my barter hat, and I make deals left, right, and center.
We actually have another. There's a picture on Twitter. There was another hooker that rolled up on us. She saw us celebrating a Michigan game. She wanted a piece of it.
Yeah, she did.
I'm sure there's a story. There's a story that with the boys that we left behind with this lovely lady.
That lady was in orbit, though, man. The, like, first the stuff she was talking about.
The first
Sorry,
thing
Tony.
You have to do is when you find a hooker is make sure it's not a chick with a stick.
No, there are no sticks.
That happened to me after the Super Bowl. I almost made a big mistake.
Yeah, see that?
Yeah, that was bad. You like to party?
I love to party.
Get in. Okay. I see the Adam's apple, Tony. You're like, boo. Like, bam. We're out the door, baby. It was unbelievable. Crazy. So it was the Titans and Rams. Great,
so,
great
Tony,
night.
Word is, I guess, when me and Cam were dancing the night away at Circus, shots. It's great. Like, the bartender gets on the table and, like, pours it down your mouth and everything. Like, we did the real, like, Vegas tourist thing. A.J. McCarron signs with the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, it's crazy. Now, that was the last job standing, so we got out there and got it. But we're going to see, I think, A.J. McCarron and the former Buffalo quarterback, how long they have these jobs. I think both these guys could be in jeopardy come draft day of, competing for the job.
Yeah, it's interesting. Obviously, the Bills have so many draft picks. This gives them the opportunity to draft a quarterback and not have to throw the kid out there in week one.
I got
to
be honest, though. A.J. McCarron, like, really, when he's played, he's been pretty competitive. He's not a real downgrade from
Andy
Dalton.
I like his arm.
I think he's got a pretty good arm. No, like, he's decent. Like, I'm not going to say he's great or anything, but I like A.J. McCarron. He needs a chance to do it more.
But you remember, not even just the old days, guys, but it just seemed like the prudent thing to do, in which when you had these top-tier quarterbacks – you didn't throw them out there to get killed right away.
Yep.
And now, because of the Russell Wilson early success, we've seen Deshaun Watson come out there, early success, Dak Prescott.
And look at that. Look at Kaiser, though. It went the other way.
And that was, unfortunately for him, when he's on Cleveland. Yep. But, you get these top-tier guys. It's like a new toy. It's like, opening up a new toy and there's no batteries in it. And you tell the kid, well, son, we need to wait 1 year to get batteries because the toy will be better then. People, NFL fans don't want to hear that, right? But that's the bottom line sometimes. I mean, if you're the Buffalo Bills, it didn't cost you. You sign A.J. McCarron, good. So he's a free agent, fine. You get A.J. McCarron, and now you got all these draft picks. You can draft a quarterback, and if you get a Josh Rosen, you get a Josh Allen, you get a Lamar Jackson, if he's better than A.J. McCarron out of the gate, then they're the starting quarterback. If they're not, then you don't have to force it, Tony. I think that's the good way to go.
Yeah, because I think when you look at it, I mean, so many times these guys, like A.J. McCarron, is so overrated coming into this year. I mean, people talk about, oh, he was good when he played. Well, he hasn't played since 2015. And you know who the guy is?
So you're saying fantasy people are saying, oh, this is great type of thing?
Well, I think a lot of people have expectations of A.J. McCarron. And I say, you know what? And here's the bottom line. You talk about all the great quarterbacks in the NFL. This is a guy that couldn't beat out Andy Dalton. So stop telling me how good he is.
Well, I don't know. It seems like no matter what he did, he was going to be Dalton's job.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't do anything. He only played in 2015, right? And the numbers that everyone thinks is great, 6 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 850 yards. I mean, that's 3 games.
Pretty good.
That's not bad, Tony.
It's not bad.
It's pretty good,
Tony.
He
didn't play in 2016. 2017, he threw for 66 yards and completed 50% of his passes.
If there was ever a quarterback that should have been benched at certain times, it's Marvin Lewis. But Marvin Lewis should have benched Andy Dalton, but he didn't.
And it wasn't like A.J. McCarron was great in college either.
He was okay.
He was okay.
Yeah, he was okay.
He was okay with the best offensive line and the best running backs and the best
wide receivers.
He was the weak link.
You know what, Tony? One of those games I remember where they played and he went 6'2", 850 was against Denver, like in their real good defense. Like the guy, I just think, to your point, Morency, Andy Dalton, the guy, at the end of the year, Andy Dalton's horrible, right? And A.J. McCarron should have at least had a chance to win that quarterback job from Andy Dalton because Dalton didn't do nothing. He almost got A.J. Green killed year after year after year. Some of those throws in the back of the end zone, he's getting hit, submarined in the ribs. I'm telling you.
So what's the deal with Dalton? They're going to draft a quarterback.
And he's gone.
Dalton's going to become the backup, but he's pretty expensive backup to have.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you might have to release.
Like you said, they win one game against Baltimore at the end.
Who cares?
Dalton, Marvin Lewis get a reprieve, and all Buffalo Bill fans are in love with Andy Dalton.
It's ridiculous.
No,
at least we got McCarron instead of Dalton.
The thing is with Cincinnati, the reason why he got a reprieve is he's been around for over 10 years, and he's the 23rd highest paid coach. So he works for nothing.
Yeah.
And he has
won a lot of regular season games over the years. Like, his winning percentage isn't terrible, but the playoff wins aren't there.
I'll tell you what, that division is going to be pathetic this year. I think Pittsburgh's going to be the only team over 500.
I'm telling you right now, the Cleveland Browns, I'm betting the win total over the number.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm right in.
Somebody said that there's one offshore book that has a 4.5.
I'd like a 4 would be real sweet.
I want an even 4.
Yeah, give me an even 4, and I'm really ready to dip in.
An even 4. All right, so speaking of Cleveland, I've never liked this dude, Brian Windhorst. You know what I'm talking about, Tony?
No.
Brian Windhorst. Yeah, he's on ESPN.
Is he the big dude? Very big man?
Yeah, the heavy set fella. Yeah. If you remember earlier in the year, Draymond Green got called out because he called him Triple Chin. He said, shut up, Triple Chin. So, exactly. Yeah, it's one of those things. You shouldn't laugh, but it's funny. So, the thing with this Windhorst guy
is
he's the guy. But listen, he was just the guy in Cleveland. And he, when LeBron went to Miami, ESPN hired him because he was just
a LeBron reporter.
Yeah, and Miami hired him because he was LeBron's guy. When LeBron wants to leak something, you know what I mean? He went to this Windhorst guy. He used Windhorst in the Cleveland media all the time. So Windhorst parlayed his, being LeBron's butler into this ESPN gig. So now there's a story. He's got a book and, of course, whatever, and it's all about LeBron. And he talks about, he's just waxing poetic about how great LeBron is. Seeing him turn his ankle in nearly 90 degrees only to tighten his shoelaces and finish with a triple-double. Watching him show up 4 hours before a playoff game to get a sweat-soaked workout in. Then play more than 40 minutes and score more. Reads like a penthouse.
It sure does.
And the topper. Get this. So this is it. This Windhorst guy claims that LeBron James gained 7 pounds during an Eastern Conference Finals game. Said he started the game weighing 271 pounds and finished weighing 278 pounds.
It's impossible.
Yeah,
no, I believe it's true. Brian Windhorst put his pinky on him.
Nice one, Sincata.
He tipped the scale.
I heard you could lose 11 pounds in a game, but not gain 7
pounds. I'm just wondering, Tony.
I remember in a hockey game.
So I guess he's such a legend. He gains weight during games. But I'm just wondering, is this the same game when he cramped out during the NBA Finals and he complained about how it was too hot in the arena and the air conditioning didn't work? Is that the game that he gained 7 pounds? Like, you know, these guys, can they, like, blow LeBron any more than they do? I mean, Windhorse, you better get tested for an STD, bro, because, like, you know, like, you couldn't take it. Like, it'd be safer to sleep without a hooker that we met in Vegas the other night without a condom than to do what Windhorse does and suck up as much as he does to LeBron.
She wanted to lock on your face. She had a tight grip.
Yeah.
I never used a condom with one of them. Do you have to pay more for that?
Generally, yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I like to get deals.
Normally, the John like is in deals. Danger of that, but I think in your case, she's the one in danger. So, you know, the Cleveland Cavaliers playing tonight against the Milwaukee Bucks. Kevin Love's coming back, but I don't know. I mean, tonight's one of these nights in the NBA, Tony, man. Yeah, it's going to take hours. Good thing we have an hour to break this down tonight, who's in and who's out tonight.
Yeah, and it's getting like this every night. It's getting a little worse. Kevin Love is going to play tonight. He's going to start, but don't put him in any lineups. He's going to be on a minutes limit for tonight's game, so he's only going to play a certain amount of minutes.
Jordan Clarkson, he's talking about dinosaurs.
Whatever, man.
But I do like Jordan Clarkson tonight.
Yeah, you don't have to like his take on dinosaurs, for but fantasy, you can like him in DFS.
Fantasy purposes. Exactly.
Tonight, you can get a lot of studs in because the Chicago Bulls roster has a lot of cheap guys playing tonight. As do the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, Golden State Warriors.
We're actually thinking about laying the 7.5 with San Antonio. As crazy as that sounds, Tony.
I know. It's crazy. I actually like Milwaukee tonight, too, getting the 2.5.
So do I. I think all of us like Milwaukee tonight.
So Clarkson says, I don't believe in dinosaurs. Well, no, I actually do. I believe that, and it's going to get a little crazy. I'm going to take you all a little left on this, okay? So you all know how we got dogs and stuff, right? So I think that it was bigger people in the world before us, and like the dinosaurs was they pets? Yeah. I'm just reading it exactly like he said it. So basically, Jordan Clarkson believes that there used to be giants like men, and like dinosaurs were like dogs and stuff, like on leashes.
I'm sure.
So he says, so dinosaurs were on leashes like a pet? How big were these people? He goes, if you look at a dinosaur, the people had to be at least 3 times bigger than them.
So how tall were the hoops back then?
40 feet. That's the dumbest take I think I've, like, that's ridiculous.
Well, this is nearly as dumb as Kyrie Irving believing that the earth is flat.
Yeah, that's true.
Also from Cleveland.
Both very bad takes.
They got bad water, too, in Ohio.
Yeah, very tinny, Tony. Very, lots of lead. Yeah.
Rust,
Rust-Oleum in your water. Can I give you some picks?
Yeah, these guys, and we thought we were whacked out in Vegas.
Oh, I know. Look at these guys. These guys are sober. Yeah, that's their takes.
Dinosaurs were pets.
What are we going to talk to these guys when they're wasted?
You know, I want to scratch this guy for my DraftKings lineup now.
No, I think he's still a good play, buddy. He's DFS. Don't worry about the dinosaurs.
I know. See, he's pretty cheap tonight and should be a pretty high-scoring game, $4,900.
Yep. I got some picks for you, Morenci.
Bring it on.
Columbus Blue Jackets. You got to take them tonight at +140. It's a major value play against Boston. Hot team. Nashville in regulation against Buffalo. But be warned, Buffalo, these guys are good dogs. Florida, Mini, Calgary in basketball. Miami, Bucks +3 in San Antonio. You and Tony rip it up on the DFS hour, brother.
And we are about to. Tony's going to break it down. We're going to run through the DraftKings lineup. I've got a basketball lineup I put together. We'll share our best bets of the day. All that and more continues. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.